September 10th, 2018, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Juan from Pedro Show. Happy Monday. I see Brother Matt further in the week. We got to talk Saturday about his big trip to the old country, Italy and Croatia. But I'm here in my pad, but not completely man alone, because through the wonder of those engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention, I got Bob Chillo with me. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm glad to have you aboard. Oh, I should say, we start off the show with John Coltrane doing Via from the new Lost album, Both Directions at Once, the one they found from 1963, just before he went in the studio with Johnny Hartman for their ballads record. And then we had Dirty Train Load with Eleanor, Bring Your Garbage Out. Bob, can I ask you your earliest music memory?
My earliest music memory. Well, I try to remember when I saw Nico. It was back in 1983. I was 14 back then. It was the first concert I saw as a paying member of the audience.
Okay. Was this in Bari?
Yes, that was in Bari, which was really surprising for me to have Nico. I was a great fan of the Velvet Underground, so it was such a big surprise to have Nico in my town.
And where'd she play?
It was an old cinema, open air cinema, kind of open air cinema.
A movie theater.
Yes. Interestingly enough, this same day, 10th September of that same year, 1983, I saw also Lou Reed in Rome, which was one of my second concert.
Wow, so you saw half the Velvet Underground.
Sorry?
You saw half the Velvet Underground then.
Yes. I could catch up the other half years later.
Okay. That's great, yeah, because I'm a big fan of John Cale and, of course, Sterling Morrison.
Absolutely. Yeah. I saw a couple of great concerts of John Cale.
Right. Did you ever get to see Mo Tucker?
Only with in the 1983, if I'm not mistaken, 1982 reunion in the reunion in the early 90s.
Yeah, 92.
Yes, it was 92, I think.
Yeah, right. There's a great Lou Reed live album from maybe it's Roma, but Bob Quine was on guitar.
When I saw Lou Reed in Rome, there was the great Bob Quine on guitar.
That's right. And I think what happened at that gig was the police, the tear gas.
How do you know that?
Because I know somebody was at that gig.
Yes.
And they were tear gas.
The bitter test of tear gas in mouth and eyes, but great. It was a great concert. I really loved it.
Ah, you were there. You were at that gig. Okay, great.
Yes, I was there. Hint, I was surprised that you could remember about you knew about the tear gas.
Well, I think it's the only live album with Bob Quine.
They printed the album Live in Italy with Bob Quine on guitar.
The double album.
I really loved Bob Quine.
Let me ask you, Bob, you know, when you were growing up, was there musicians in your family?
Yes. My bigger brother played some chords on guitar, and so there was in some way a guitar at home. But I think I am the only one who continued on that path.
Okay, but there was some stuff around the house you could play. What was the first record that you bought for yourself?
Well, I was a child. I can remember my mother wanted to buy me a record of children's music. Well, I wanted the, you know, Don McLean.
Yeah, Don American McLean. Pie.
Yes, and I asked Don McLean, it was 1973, I think. I asked my mother to buy me this record of Don McLean because I loved the song. It was the soundtrack of a movie in the Italian television back then. The name of the song, I can't remember in this right moment.
He had a big hit here with American Pie, but he also had a song for Vincent Van Gogh.
Yes, Vincent. That's
Starry, Starry Night.
Yes.
Right. Stella Notte. What about the first gig you went to? It was Nico, right? Oh. So, yes. Bob, did you have music in school?
Yes, but not that great teachings. It was an old teacher trying to teach some rudiments of music with the clapping of the hands, the things like those. I couldn't not really learn the and nothing useful for me.
No instruments.
Yes, I think so.
Just hand clapping and singing.
No, actually, I could practice. I didn't sing for many. I started to sing only recently, only about five, 6 years ago.
Okay, I was just talking about when you were a kid in school. You guys just clapped your hands and sang.
Yes, things. Play a triangle.
Triangle, okay. Maybe recorder.
Sorry?
Recorder, it's kind of like a flute.
No, I didn't. My brother taught me to play some flute, but not at school.
Okay.
They were not the great teachings.
And where you mainly learned guitar because you became a guitar player, it was out of school.
Oh, I am kind of self-taught.
Yeah,
as I mentioned before, my bigger brother taught me some chords, taught me some chords, and I did the rest by myself.
You never took lessons. Okay. Can you remember the first, did you make a band like after school with some friends?
Well, my first band is when I was 19 years old. Yes, they were school friends. We played kind of garage punk, psychedelic 60s music.
Did you guys have a name?
Heartburn.
Okay. Yeah, we say heartburn. You eat maybe too much spicy food, you get a heartburn. Yeah. So did you guys play, did you play gigs?
No, I started to play gigs a few years later with another band, the name was Public Health.
Public Health, but Heartburn never played a gig.
No, Heartburn never played gigs.
Heartburn was just for practice.
Rough recording, only rough demo recording.
Ah, you did some recording, okay.
Yes.
And so, did Heartburn have original songs?
Yes.
So you started writing songs right away. Okay.
Yes. Well, I learned to play the first chords when I was really a child.
Sure.
Then I got bored because I played all the same songs and I stopped playing for a while. Then when I was about 13, I decided to start again to play guitar, but I decided I have to make my own music so I will never get bored. And that's who it went.
So copying songs is boring.
Yes, okay. I think that copying the songs can be boring.
Yeah, absolutely.
I never found it very interesting.
Yeah, when I want to play Bob. I want to play Tractors Downtown, Dirty Trainload. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm a child of Cleveland, Ohio, but I became an adult in Kent, Ohio.
Yeah. local market. And there's a house nicknamed Rock City. For a good $2 haircut, try the shop in the Wishbone Alley. I drink my beer at Cafe Strays, or the blues bar if it rains. I'm the tallest building in my old town, and there's lots of room to be strange. Stranger, you moved away. This is my hometown now, and I don't have to get along with you. But you have to get along with me.
She can touch cheerfully. She bought us good whistles and speaks us nearly. She sucks sweet birthday eggs to keep her voice clear. And when she cries cuckoo, the summer draws near. The cock, she is a sweetie band. She ne'er built a nest. She makes herself busy by singing to the rest. She ne'er clicks her own young that we all ken, but leaves it to the other birds singing cuckoo again. She come in April, she called us in May. In June she nags on her drum, and we can she'll fly away. And when the summer's over, her voice we will not hear. And where she goes we will not ken until another year. The cock, she is a bonny bird, she cants as she flees. She bolts us good whistles and speaks us nearlies. She sucks the wee bird's eggs to keep her voice clear. And when she cries cuckoo, the summer draws near.
Walk for Pedro show. That was Tractors Downtown by Dirty Trainload. Then after that, we had The Emperors of Ice Cream. Something brand new they did. Some live stuff that they just went in raw. The Sunshine Song. Remorse Code out of Pennsylvania. But not the big towns. This is more near Lancaster. Remorse Code with Send Code. Out of Columbia. Yapi Laura. Rancio, I did an interview for a documentary on Robo, the second Black Flag drummer. And he was originally from Colombia. So the cameraman gave me his CD. Hey, I'm in a band too. So, all right. And from Cecilia, Instituto No, I Can Forgive You. Akron, Ohio, Chris Butler, my hometown. Still House Plants. These are some Glasgow cats I'm going to probably be playing with. A gig in the middle of February. A tune called Other, and then a collaborator of theirs named Quinny with the Gawk, and finally Police Car by Dirty Trainload. So, back with Bob Chittle. Bob, influences. Did you have any influences on guitar?
Yes, I was much influenced, or at least I tried to be influenced by the great blues guitar players like Lightnin' Hopkins, Johnny Winter, and the cat players on my guitar, on the guitar. Well, on the other hand, I was trying to, I basically was trying to match the two worlds I loved, the blues, the roots of the blues, and the Velvet Underground, the Stooges, of the great innovators of the Gun Club, which I really loved.
Yeah, they had a few guitar players, right?
Kid
Congo Powers, Duckworth, Wade Dobson, Jim Duckworth. I'm trying to think of the Gun Club guitar players. There was a few of them.
Yeah.
And of course, Jeffrey Lee Pierce played some guitar also.
I love Watson. I really love the work he did on the first two albums of the Gun Club, Power of Love and Miami. Really brilliant guitar playing.
Ward Duff.
He's a big influence on what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. You mean with the slide also?
Yes. And
when did you start playing slide, Bob?
Sorry?
When did you start playing slide? Right away?
No, I was about 19. I found in my town a method of slide guitar with John Winter on the cover. So
uh-huh.
I was I bought it and started to look how to try to figure out how to play a slide on the guitar.
And when you play, do you use a different tuning?
I can play both in standard tuning and in different tunings.
Open
tunings.
Did you ever get to see Johnny Winter play?
Yes. I saw him
I saw him twice in the 70s.
You see him twice?
Yeah.
I saw him as well. One time in the 80s, it was a great show. And one time in the 90s, he was already pretty old with many problems. I think he was right out of a mental hospital, so he was really proved during the show. Couldn't be standing on stage.
Had to sit down.
But the show, it was really, really stunning.
Okay. Yeah, I saw him in the 70s, so he was still full of energy. Very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. He had great versions of Johnny B. Goode and Roll Over Beethoven and stuff like this.
Actually, I also love his discovery from the early 80s, Guitar Slinger, Serious Business. I think they are brilliant blues albums, electric blues albums.
Oh, yeah. Also, Still Alive and Well.
Yes, that's in the early 70s.
I just heard an interview with his brother, Edgar, and he was keyboard player.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and they had a band together called White Trash with Rick Derringer and Jim Hartman. Who's the bass band? Hartman? Dave Hartman. Yeah, he had a song called, they had a big hit with Free Ride. Not White Trash, but Edgar Winter Group. Also Frankenstein, of course, big instrumental. What kind of guitar? What was your first electric guitar?
Oh, it was a cheap Italian guitar. It was a copy of a Gibson SG.
Okay.
It was I could buy when with some money I could spare.
Yeah.
It was only a cheap copy of.
Sure, I understand. But my first one was from pawn shop. My first bass. What about amplifier?
I didn't have a proper amplifier. I had a tube PA that I had. I called it not plug and play, but plug and pray. I had pray that it could actually
pray
work.
Pray that it work. That computer. So it was kind of rough starting, right? Yeah, okay. Now, this band, After Heartburn, what were they called? Second band?
Sorry?
Your second band.
My second band, I mentioned the Public Health.
Public Health. Do you remember your first gig with Public Health?
Yes. After the Heartburn, I couldn't make any gigs.
Right.
And then I formed this band called The Public Health, and it was a trio focused on rock blues, with bass player, singer, drummer, and I played guitar.
And what was the first gig like?
It was in a pub. It was a good gig. I'm happy with that.
Was it scary? Were you scared?
Only during the sound check. I thought, I have to play in front of an audience. It can be quite misleading. But then I could play with no problem, and never had this kind of problem since. I love to play in front of an audience.
So no stage fright.
No. Only as I mentioned, only during the sound check when I first stepped on stage, but then it went away.
That's great. What about Public Health recording? Did Public Health make any recordings?
Yes, demo recordings, not the real albums released, but they were more professional recordings on analog tape in a professional studio.
Ah.
So it was interesting as a first experience of studio recording. They were interesting.
In Bari?
Yes.
Yeah, we should tell the listeners, people, Bari, if you look at Italy and it looks like a big boot, Bari's kind of the heel.
Bari is on the heel of the boot, or
that's right.
As misspelled on a bottle of wine, the hell of the boot.
And I got to be there about 13 months ago, and that's where I got to have a good time with Bob and some friends, Benny.
Absolutely, great time.
It was It was actually a wedding for Giuseppe, who now lives in Milano. But these guys, they were part of this label called Leopards.it. Lepers, not leopards. And a lot of great music out of there. This label, many, many releases and beautiful music. And I've played a lot of it on my show over the years. And to actually meet the guys, it was great.
I could collaborate like you on their 50 release.
Oh, really? Okay, great.
Yeah,
but the drummer man, right? What's his name? He has another name. Of course, these guys, they all have like a kind of showbiz name and then a regular name.
Turbo.
Yeah. The drummer man. Actually, his brother sang with the band I played with at the wedding.
Yes.
Right. And Benny played guitar. It was a good time. Really good time. Good chow. Yeah, it was happening. We've come to the end of the first hour, September 10th, 2018 edition, Watt for Peter Show, special guest, Bob Chillo. Hang tight for hour two. September 10th, 2018, it's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Steel lines, horizontal scroll, hastily conceived, but hastily conceived translates as tediously received. Wherefrom hence this poesy, wherefrom hence your wakeful eyes, traipsing thought pours and spoils.
He met a girl with a pentagram tattooed on the front of her neck, and she knew automatically, magically, that they were connected until death. And they
Well, you call me wicked woman.
Shining white and tears on my face.
days I did not have a prayer. Never back when I cared. Hey, that was back when I cared. That was back.
For Pivo Show, we started the second hour off with Dirty Trainload doing Parchment Farm. Bob, tell us about Parchment Farm.
I love to cover songs that have a story. As you know, better than me, Parchment Farm has a long story of the covers, of great covers, cover versions. But I was really impressed when I heard the Mose Allison's original, let's say original version. I only wanted to change the lyrics because they might not sound so politically correct when he says, all I did is shoot my wife. well, I think the original song from by Booker White was more like I could know I'm here in Parchment Farm, and I will no longer see my wife, and so I tried to get inspired by Booker White, the original version of Booker White for that verse.
Book of White. So that's why you changed the spelling. Okay. So you're all, you changed the lyrics a little. quite different, Mose Allison, from where I first heard it was off Alive at Leeds, The Who. But also Blue Cheer did a great version.
Yes, absolutely. I love that version.
Right. After that, we had the extract from Canada doing Drop Cloth and Guide by Voices, Dayton, Ohio, Blake Play. Then some stuff from Head Up Management in North Carolina, Reese McHenry, If You Don't, Spider Bags with My Heart is a Flame in Reverse, Haley Thompson King, Lot's Wife, and John Howie Jr. with Back When I Cared. And then Bob with Dirty Trainload doing Revolution in Crime. I guess that's from your latest record, right? Your fourth record. Public Health, and then all the stuff you gave me, Dirty Trainload. Was there bands in between?
Yes. There was another band, another blues trio. I don't really like the name. It was called The Trinity. Quite a stupid name, in my opinion.
The Trinity.
By the way, we played many gigs. I played many gigs with that band.
Okay.
It was in the 90s or early 2002, 2003.
And you guys made records?
Yes, we made a record, and it was the first time I made a gig out of Italy. We went to play in Spain for a tour, and it was a great experience.
How would you say the difference between Public Health and Trinity?
The Public Health was maybe had more dynamics in the sound. I mean, they were kind of mellower. But while the Trinity were more committed to another sound,
okay,
kind of hard blues, more electric sound.
Okay. So it wasn't just the same thing. Yeah, you took it down a more aggressive road. Okay, I want to hear, speaking of aggressive, Torture Dogs by Dirty Trainload.
Bye. miracles do, I happen to believe, happen. Miracles do happen, I believe. Even stupid amounts of miracles. Yeah, stupid amounts of good, good miracles that return you to me. One chemotherapy treatment, there's a miracle. The rebuilding of the blood, the health of my friend, the destruction of the bad, the elimination of a disease, all of these are miracles. The fact you were saved in time. Yeah, you were saved, amen. Brought into the hospital, taken in and paid for, thank God. Rough road ahead, but yeah, that is a miracle too. I know you were meant to live, but this sure took me by surprise. I think you represented well in your chest, so another miracle. So yeah, stupid amounts of miracles. I love you.
Are you tired of partners with minds of their own? Are you sick of- Thank you.
Watch for Pete Rochow. Torture Dogs, Dirty Trainload. After that, Joe Brewer, Miracles. David Nelson Hoff, his new album, Space Station. The Doers, I'm on Sale. Gecko Turner talking about Spain. These guys are from Spain. The Strange Adventures of Two Runaway Elephants in Kentish Town. And finally, Improvised Robbery by Dirty Trainload. So tell me about Dirty Trainload. When did this band start?
It was 2007 when we released our first album. 2006, the first experiment, and 2007 we came out with our first album, Rest and Rust.
And how is Trinity different than Dirty Trainload?
I think the sound of the Trinity, aside of the fact that it was more straight blues, it was also more playing standard trio, well, as a power trio. When I started out with the Dirty Trainload, there was let's say a more alternative, so to say, alternative twist. Because of the drum machine, of the Alan of the drum machines, recording on the loop station, filtered the vocals, we had no drums, back then, so it was a more unusual for that time, sound.
Kind of experimental.
Sorry?
Kind of experimental.
Kind of experimental, let's say, as compared to Trinity, which were more straight blues,
more
straight rock blues.
And then you said this is the fourth album from Dirty Trainwreck.
The latest,
right?
The new
right.
Album, the fourth, yes.
So, and when you would say that this album is much different than the first ones.
Well, it's a different lineup. When we released the first album, it was a duo with an harp player and a singer and harp player. And we released the second album with Lydia, my current bandmate. The third album was only me on vocal for the first time on vocal and the drummer. And this new album is made with the three of us, Lydia, me on guitar, and Balzano on drum.
Where'd you record it?
We recorded in a nice studio in central Italy called the VDSS.
What town?
They are right south of Rome, near Frosinone.
Okay.
They're really nice guys. Nice and good guys.
And how long did it take?
About only a few days. We, for the most part, is recorded live with a few instrumental overdubs, and of course the vocals are overdubbed as well. But it only takes about 4 days for the recording session, and then of course the mixing and mastering.
How long the mixing take?
I think it was ready in about one month.
So you think by this fourth album, Dirty Trainload is kind of, this is the way you are now, kind of an evolution?
Yes. Hopefully we'll have an evolution.
What I mean is it's still going to be changing. It seems like all four records are kind of different, right?
Yes, I honestly love all of them in their way. I could not say which one is better. I love so much the second album, Trashdown. Hopefully there's an evolution. You have to say.
Or some kind of journey, a musical journey.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, you play with different people. Of course, the sound is going to be different. You have different
Of course,
kind of instruments. You have different focus. Yeah, I understand. It seems there's a theme to this album.
Sorry?
Theme.
Yes. The second album was kind of a concept album. This one is not strictly, properly a concept album, but there's a kind of a theme. Many songs are about, let's say, are political songs, or at least they express some kind or our political vision on some matters.
Because right now Italy's having, well, all of the world crazy politics, right?
yes, like
here too.
It's a global problem.
It's a global problem, for sure.
And the problem, the real problem, is that when the nations don't realize that we have a global problem.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you agree with me.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob, big time. You don't recognize that, then you're going to still be far away from any kind of hope, trying to get stuff together. We're at the end of the second hour. September 10th, 2018 edition of the Watt for Pedro Show. Special guest, Bob Chilo. Hang tight for hour three. September 10th, 2018. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Yeah. if you ever wanna go to Ghana. I go there with you. I go there.
Row Show. We started the third hour off with Slanted Houses from Dirty Trainload. Then Oswald Dovey and Andrea Rotin, this Italian guy who lives up in the Czech Republic. Take Me to the River, but the Ghana River. Mold Omen from Baltimore with No End in Heaven, the side B part. And finally from Brazil, Vermes de Limbo with Ovaja. Bob, I forgot to ask you, this name, Dirty Trainload, where'd you get this name for the band?
My original idea was Trainload of Dirt, because I want the sound to be really dirty and lo-fi. While my bandmate back then advised that Dirty Trainload could sound a bit better, could be more musical, so to say.
Because you were going to call it Train Load Full of Dirt, but Dirty, yeah. Okay. They both are pretty trippy names. I was just wondering. So you were just talking about the feel, like a kind of a metaphor, huh, for the music.
Sorry, Mike?
Like lo-fi, like kind of grindy sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that our sound could become too polished with time. I'd like to keep it rough.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Especially you said you went to a nice studio, so.
Yes, but it's still a studio not sophisticated with digital equipment, still a rock and roll studio.
Great. Who produced, Bob?
He's called Filippo Strange. Filippo Strange.
Yeah, Strange Philip.
our previous producer was Fabio Magistrali, who's quite well, he's regarded in Italy as the Italian Steve Albini.
Ah,
but
bravo!
But he's no longer in activity at the moment, or at least he's no more in activity at the moment. So we had to switch producer, and okay. We were very happy with the work by Filippo.
Yeah, we're really good sound, I thought. Really good sound. Yeah, I thought he did a great job. You know, we're going to play Codine here. This is another cover, right?
Yes. Yeah. By Buffy St. Marie.
Buffy St. Marie, yeah, native lady, right. A few bands did this. I think did it. Yeah, a few people did
the litter,
it.
The litter from the 60s, the garage band, the album is called Distortion. I like their version much.
Yeah, I think a Quicksilver Messenger service too, maybe. Okay, let's listen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, it's easy if we're the same person.
Yeah, that's good. It's good that we have each other, because neither you or me are ever capable of trusting another human being ever again.
Walk for Pedro show. Last music for this edition. We had a Dirty Trainload doing Codine. And then something live from Midwestern Medicine. Why Can't Tara? The Healers with the Truth. Round Eye with Streetlight A. Sorry about that. Dutch Band, Paranoid State with Last Lines. And finally, Dirty Trailload with End of the Welfare State. Bob, you got plans to tour this?
We will be touring this summer in Estonia and Finland. And we had some really great time with meeting new and old friends.
Yeah.
Hopefully we are trying to arrange a new tour for the next year.
Italian tour?
Yes, an Italian tour, or maybe outside of Italy. We'll see what happens.
Oh, great. If people want to find you on the internet, where can they go?
Sorry?
If people want to find you on the internet, where would they go?
They can go on Facebook, of course, Facebook.com/DirtyTrainload. Or on Bandcamp, where they can hear our full, complete discography in free streaming.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, that's great. Course, so people, you can go to the Bandcamp.com site and then search for two words, Dirty Trainload. Bob, tell me about some bands you like in Bari.
There are the Santa Muerte. Actually, we knew our new producer, Filippo, via them, through them. They introduced us to the recording studio I talked to you about. Yeah. They are a really brilliant band, Santa Muerte. They are very near Bari. They are one of my favorite bands of around the year. And of course, the Lepers that you already mentioned.
Sure.
The La Flotta, which is an experimental band. There are some really good bands, only to name a few.
Sure. And, you know, because I think most people who come to Italy to play, they don't go south far enough.
They don't? Sorry?
Yeah, they don't go far enough south. They only play in the north of Italy.
Yes.
Yeah, so we need to get more people playing more south, like a bar.
Yeah. It could be more difficult to get gigs in the south for musicians coming from the USA or from outside Italy.
Right.
They get more...
Yeah, but I think things should change. I think more people should explore the South because there's lots of good stuff, like you were saying, going on there. Anyway, everybody, check out the South Italy. Italy doesn't stop at Roma. There's a lot of stuff south. That's my advice. And you, Bob, what advice would you give somebody just getting into music, a young person?
Why?
Advice.
Advice to younger people who get the music, is this you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm wise enough to to give advice.
No, but you've learned some stuff in what, the last 20 years?
Yes. That's one advice. Don't always trust your bandmates. Don't allow them to don't trust them too much. If they lose time, it's time to look for another bandmate which is more committed to what you're trying to do, to your project. Don't wait too much for other people.
What you're saying is don't let other people waste your time.
Yes, many sometimes when I started with the Dirty Trainload, I was quite frustrated collaborating with the musicians in my town because everybody always had problems, more important things to do than play in the band. Then in years I was lucky enough to find someone more committed to the project, to the band. And so it's important to find people that is fully committed, fully, or at least committed as you are to the project, so you won't be, it won't be a turned off when you will find out that things are harder to get organized, to put things together, because not everyone is always available for playing.
It can be very frustrating. So try to find people, we would say over here, on the same wavelength. Huh? That's what we would say. I think that's great advice, Bob. I want to thank you so much for being on the show, truly.
Thank you so much. Thanks to you for inviting me.
Absolutely. I like making the San Pedro Barrio connection. Okay? Yes. And I want you to keep on keeping on. So when the fifth Dirty Trainload record come out, please send it to me so I can play.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, very much. People, it's been September 10th, 2018, edition of Peter Show, special guest, Bob Chittle. Everybody, keep your powder dry.